Greetings, brothers and sisters, on the seventh Sunday after Pentecost. And today the Holy Church honors the repose of St. Anna, who was the mother of the Theotokos, the Virgin Mary. And she also has another important feast day that's celebrated, which we celebrate on September 22nd. And she and her husband Joachim were a very righteous and pious, God-fearing couple. In fact, St. Demetrius of Rostov says that at that time in Israel, there was no one who was more pleasing to God than Anna and Joachim. And they gave a third of their all the money that they had to the poor. They gave a third to the temple, and they just lived on a third themselves. So they were very charitable. They prayed, they fasted. They were very virtuous. And so, obviously, that's why God blessed them. However, at this point, they were unable to bear any children. And so they were very much looked down on, because in the Jewish faith at that time, the whole point was you were supposed to have a family so that, you know, one day the Messiah would be born, you know, from someone. And so to not be blessed with children was seen as a great, you know, almost a curse by God or something like this. So Joachim and Anna were very, you know, saddened by this, and so they prayed that God would have mercy upon them, and they also fasted. Joachim fasted for 40 days, actually. And so they prayed that even though they were in old age, that God would send them a child as he had once sent Abraham and Sarah a child in their old age. And so an angel appeared first to Joachim and told him that they would bear a child. And then he appeared to Anna, and then they met up at the temple and they said, yeah, this angel just appeared to me. No, he appeared to me too. And, you know, so they had this joyful news. And so the Virgin Mary was born, and after that. And so at the time, Joachim was 68 years old and Anna was 65 years old when Mary was born. And by God's grace, Anna was able to see her grandson, Jesus Christ, whom she held in her arms and was filled with unspeakable joy. And after this, she fell asleep in the Lord, at that time the age of 79. What an incredible and strong faith Joachim and Anna had to trust in the Lord that he would grant them a child, even though they were well past the age of childbearing, especially in those times when the average life expectancy was much shorter than it is today. Holy Saint Anna, pray to God for us. Now today's gospel also reveals an important lesson about how perseverance leads to faith. The Lord had just raised the daughter of Jairus from the dead, and everybody was talking about this, word was spreading all around of this great miracle. And as it says in the gospel today, when Jesus departed from there, in other words, from Jairus' house, two blind men followed him, saying, "Son of David, have mercy on us." And as Archbishop Andrew Rymarenko points out, these blind men, of course, being blind, did not see Christ, nor had they ever seen really a person. But they knew that Christ was there nearby, and they believed that he could heal them. And St. Andrew says this is the classic image of prayer. It's very similar to the Jesus prayer, you know, "Son of David, have mercy on us." And we say, "Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy upon me, a sinner." We call on the Lord with faith, even though we do not usually see him with our bodily eyes. And remember, the Lord said to doubting Thomas, "Thomas, you have seen and believed, but blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed." And that's us, you know, because we, unfortunately, you know, live in a time when we didn't see the Lord in the flesh. But in fact, each time we come to receive Holy Communion, we first say the prayer that includes the following line: "I believe that this is truly thy most pure body, and that this is truly thine own precious blood." And so we affirm our faith that this is the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, and yet we do not usually see Jesus with our bodily eyes. So in this way, we resemble those blind men who believed that Jesus could heal him, even though they were unable to see him. Well, in these modern days that we live in, there's a tremendous emphasis upon science and technology, upon all kinds of material things. And if someone says that they believe in God, sometimes people look at it like that's the same thing as saying you believe in the tooth fairy or something. I mean, they think you're a little bit touched in the head, maybe you're kind of foolish. And so today, many people say that they believe in God, and yet the first time they're faced with some kind of challenge in their life, instead of turning to God for help, who they can, you know, profess they believe in, they turn to the world for help, and they place all of their hope and trust in money and in material things. So they don't really have that much faith, because if they did, they would pray, and they would believe that God could help them. Okay, so maybe our faith isn't as strong as we would like it to be, but what can we do about it? St. Nikolai Vlemirovich offers a very simple three-step process that increase our faith and bring us into the Lord's presence. He says, first, we must, with faith and longing, do all that we can to come in God's presence. In other words, we have to want to be in God's presence. And then secondly, we must follow the call and directions of the Holy Apostolic Church and the Church's fathers. So all the Church commands us to do, you know, to fast and to pray and to do good deeds, give alms, and study the scriptures and come to church and receive Holy Communion, confess our sins, all those things. We have to do that. That's our duty to do. And then thirdly, only after fulfilling these first two conditions, we must, with prayer and hope, wait upon God to bring us to Himself and by His presence to illumine, strengthen, heal, and save us. This is very different than kind of this New Age concept today where you get one of these self-help books, you know, and it says now all you have to do is visualize yourself, being a billionaire or, you know, losing, you know, 50 pounds in next week or, you know, whatever it is. And it's like you're going to do this by your own will, you know, and that's what it's all about. But what we understand in our Christian faith is that we really can't do very much by ourselves other than do our duty and want to come to God's presence and come to church and so forth. So we really have to wait for God to enlighten and illumine us. You know, we have to wait on that. And then if we have patience and hope, then He will come to us at the right time. That's where it takes a real effort to build faith. And we can see in this gospel that when these two blind men first cried out to the Lord, it seemed like He ignored them. He doesn't turn around and heal them. He addressed many people right away, instantly. But not these two blind men. They said, "Have Son of David, have mercy on us." He just ignored them and walked on into the house. You know. Now, those two blind men could have said, "Who does this guy think he is? You know, we ask him for healing and he ignores us. We're not going to put up with this rudeness. We'll go find somebody else to help us." You know, that's a, you know, logical explanation, you know. But they didn't give up that easily. They humbled down and they followed Jesus into a strange house, even though they weren't really invited. They were sort of like party crashers, you know, they just kind of showed up. And they asked once more, and this time Jesus asked them if they believed that He could heal them. And they said, "Yes, Lord." And He touched their eyes and they were healed. And here is an image of how God acts towards us. He sometimes tests our faith by not just granting every prayer immediately, because He knows, actually, that wouldn't be good for us. You know, sometimes people say, "Lord, just let me win the lottery," you know. And they think, you know, well, if God let everybody win the lottery every time somebody prayed for it, they would get spoiled. You know, they would think, "Oh, great, you know, God is an ATM machine. I just ask Him for a bunch of money and then I get it right away." And that would actually be detrimental. St. Nikolai Vlemirovich says that the Lord did not heal those blind men right away in order to increase their thirst for God and their faith in Him. So God actually strengthened their faith by making them wait a little bit, by testing them a little bit. At one time I used to work in the fundraising profession for nonprofit organizations, and you know, you have to write grant proposals. And one time I heard a foundation program officer, those are the guys that review your proposal and see if whether or not you're going to get the money for your organization. And he said, "You know what I always do?" He was saying this to another program officer. "Whenever I get all these proposals in, I just automatically reject them in the first round." And he said, "Then I want to see who really comes back a second time." Because a lot of people give up. They just say, "Oh, I guess I didn't get my money, so oh well." But other people say, "Well, I'm going to try again." And they resubmit the proposal. And so this guy said, "If they have enough gumption to submit their proposal a second time, I figure they must really need the money, and then I consider their proposal." And this is just a worldly person, you know, who does this. But of course, God uses a similar process with us. He wants to strengthen our faith, and you know, He wants to make us sometimes work for it a little bit, and then we'll really value it, and actually it'll strengthen our faith. And then He waits for just the right time to answer our prayer. And the result is that, obviously, we grow stronger in our faith through this process. So may our Lord Jesus Christ help us to be more persevering and thereby strengthen our faith, so that we too can be healed of our spiritual blindness. Glory be to our God.